Prophetess Glenda.
Amen. Father, I decree and declare that we are well, God, and that we are whole and that we are healthy. I decree and declare, Father God, that all is well and that, Father God, that we are the King's children and that, Father God, we are ambassadors of a kingdom. I decree and declare, Father God, that we are the head and not the tail. I decree and declare that we are above and not beneath, God. I decree and declare that we are co-creators with God and that I and the Father, we are one with the Father. I decree and declare, Father God, that no weapon formed against us shall prosper. And I decree and declare, Father God, that this is our inheritance. I decree and declare that we are heirs of the Most High God. I decree and declare, Father God, that we are, I decree and declare, Father God, that we are healthy. I decree and declare, Father God, that we have vision and insight, God. I decree and declare, Father God, that we are going to the next level, God. I decree and declare, God, that all things are working together in our good and that, Father God, we have a sound mind and that we are wealthy and that we are whole, God. I decree and declare, Father God, that all things, Father God, that we pray for and that what we ask for shall be given to us in your name, God. I decree and declare, Father God, that we are one, God. And I decree and declare, Father God, that as we unify and as we come together this night, God, we come in power. We come, Father God, with force. We come with the power of God. We come in love. And I decree and declare that it is so. In Jesus' name, amen.
Thank you, Lord.
The Lord is my light and my salvation. Whom should I fear? The Lord is my strength of my life. Of whom should I be afraid? When the wicked, even my enemies and my foe, come upon me to eat up my flesh, they stumble and fell. Though the host should encamp against me, my heart shall not fear. Thy war should rise against me. In this will I be confident. One thing I have desired of the Lord, that I will seek after, that I may dwell in the house of the Lord all the days of my life, to behold the beauty of the Lord and to inquire in his temple. Father, we just thank you for this day, a new dawning of a day. Father, we thank you for the peace. We thank you for the strength. We thank you for your love and compassion. Father, we thank you for every prayer request that's been uttered on this line. Father, we thank you for our Archbishop, Master Prophet Ebenezer Jordan, and our leading lady, Pastor Prophet Deborah Jordan. We thank you for the company of prophets. Father, we thank you for the mission in West Ghana. We thank you for the anointing that's going forth day in and day out. We thank you for traveling mercies for our Master Prophet, Archbishop Ebenezer Jordan, and Pastor Prophet Deborah Jordan, and the company of prophets. Father, we thank you that every time we wake up, we will always remember who woke us up. Father, we thank you for being our strength. We thank you for being our Father. We thank you for being our source, Father, for we know that no weapon formed against us shall ever prosper. Father, we claim victory every time we take a step. Father, we thank you for the lose, the win, but Father, we don't mind the losers because we know it's just an experience that is temporal. Father, we thank you for the healing and strength, the continuous healing and strength for our very own prophetess, Cynthia Dawson. We thank you for the healing and strength that comes from the belief and the faith that we believe in you, Father. We know that all things come together for our good. We thank you for the angels that surround us as we travel to and fro. Father, if there was a pink slip given, Father, we thank you for the win in that, because we know there's something grand that you have for your people. And we don't think about sorrow, but we embrace and celebrate joy. It's a win, and we thank you for the win, Father. We thank you for the encouragement that you give us from day in and day out. Father, we thank you for world peace. We thank you for the clarity and the good instructions from you that will come to our leaders. We thank you for all those worldwide that may be going through, that may be in a place that they think that you're not there. But, Father, we know you're there. We know you're going to come to their rescue. We know that you're going to shed light, and we know that you're going to give them victory. So, Father, I thank you for marriages. I thank you for relationships. Father, I just thank you for just loving me, loving us, until we can love ourselves, Father. We thank you for elevation and expansion, business opportunities, and we thank you to know that you will always be our number one source, and you'll never leave us, nor will you ever forsake us. And I ask all these wonderful things in Jesus' almighty name. Amen and amen.
Father God, I love you forever. Thank you for your healing in my body, and Prophetess Cynthia Dawes in total wholeness. Thank you, Father, for the hedge of protection over Archbishop Ebenezer Jordan and Pastor Deborah Jordan, the company of prophets, while they're in Africa. Thank you, Lord, for your mercies and grace towards the Caribbean, southern states, and Puerto Rico. Give them grace and peace, Lord, and direct their steps in this day. Thank you for our mothers in the church and worldwide. Thank you for the archbishops, bishops, evangelists, pastors, teachers, prophets, and prophetess. Thank you for new beginnings, fresh anointing, new mercies and grace. Thank you for all the families represented this day on this call. And bless everyone. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen. And Father, we thank you for new doors and new opportunities, Father God. We thank you, Father God, that we're blessed coming in and blessed going out. We ask, Father God, that you teach us and anchor us in your word, God. Teach us, Father God, that we are more than conquerors, God, and that we are not defeated, God, but we will defeat our foes on every side because we have victory on every side. We thank you, Father God, that we are the head and not the tail, God. And we thank you, Father God, that no weapon formed against us shall prosper, and every tongue that rise against us, thou shalt condemn. We thank you, Father God, that we are peacemakers and that we shall be called the sons of God. We thank you, Father God, that we are joint heirs of a kingdom, Father God, and that, Father God, we are ambassadors, God. Teach us, Father God, to take our place and to take our position. We ask for that you keep us under a hedge of protection and hide us under the shadow of the Almighty. We pray for every person on the phone line that's listening, God. We pray that all their needs will be met according to your riches and glory. We pray, Father God, that you give them sound wisdom, Father God, and Father God, teach them to walk, Father God, upright before you, God. Teach us all to walk circumspectly before you, God. Teach us, Father God, how to love ourselves and how to love one another, God. Father God, we pray for divine healing and divine intervention today, God. We pray, Father God, that you will heal the sick, God, and that you will deliver the poor, God, and that you will heal the land, Father God. We pray, Father God, for our government, Father God, that you would keep him covered and hide him under the shadow of the Almighty. We pray for the politicians, Father God. We pray, Father God, that you anchor them, Father God, and that you give them the words to speak, Father God, and that they do your will, Father God. We pray, Father God, for sound judgment in all of our decision-making, Father God. Now we pray, Father God, for the prophets. We pray, Father God, that all their needs will be met, Father God. We pray for their households, Father God, that all will be well, God. We pray, Father God, that they will be wealthy and that they will come up with creative ideas because they have the creative mind of God. We thank you, Father God, for all that you do for us, God. And we thank you when we give you the praise, God. We give you the glory. We give you the honor. We thank you for who you are because you are, Father God, El Shaddai. We thank you, Father God, that you are, Father God, the many-breasted one. We thank you, Father God, that you are Jehovah Jireh, God, our provider, God. And God, we rest and we, Father God, believe and we count on you, Father God. In Jesus' mighty name, we give you the thanks this morning. Amen and amen.
Hallelujah. Give ear to my words, O Lord. Consider my meditation. Hearken unto the voice of my cry, my King and my God, for unto thee will I pray. My voice shalt thou hear in the morning, O Lord. In the morning will I direct my prayer unto thee and will look up. And I thank you, Father God, for your mercy, your goodness, your love, and your loving kindness. I thank you for the opportunity to be on this prayer line once again, God. Thank you for this new morning that you have made. Thank you for the company of prophets that you have brought together once again to speak to you, Lord, to seek your face, God, in truth and unity. Thank you, Father, for your loving kindness, your tender mercy to us, because your mercy endures forever. And thank you, God, for the leadership of Prophetess Darlene. Thank you for the company of prophets, God. Bless them in a mighty way, those who are on the line, those who are listening in, and bless your people, God, the people who are on the line listening in. God, touch their bodies, touch their minds. God, give them liberty, give them justice in the things that they seek justice for, God. And anyone who's sick and shut in, God, please strengthen them, bless them, heal them, God. Thank you for the healing of Prophetess Cynthia Dawson. And I thank you for the healing of my own body, Lord. I ask you to bless the Master Prophet and the company of prophets over in Ghana. God, bless them in a mighty way. Give them peace as they continue on their journey, and peace and safety in their flight and their return home. Thank you, God, for the vision of the Master Prophet and Prophetess Deborah. And thank you for your love, your loving kindness, and your grace towards all of us. And I ask you to bless those prophets who are here sometimes and they haven't been here recently, but bless them, God. Bless them in a mighty way and let them know that their labor was not in vain. Oh, God, strengthen them and keep them. Help them not to be weary, but to continue on moving in faith. Thank you for the victory that we have in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen and amen. Father God, we thank you, God, for the word of God is quick and powerful and sharper than any two-edged sword, piercing even to the dividing us under of souls and spirit and of joints and marrow, and is a discerner of the thought and intents of the heart. We thank you, O God, in your precious mighty name, O God. O God, we thank you, God, for multiplying our life, God. O God, we thank you, God, for the perfect law of liberty, God. God, we thank you, God, for longevity in our finances, God. God, we thank you, God, for success, O God. God, we thank you, Lord, for wisdom and knowledge and understanding, God. God, we thank you, Lord, for faith, God, giving us faith, Lord. God, we thank you, God, for being our source and our supplier, oh God. And God, we thank you, Lord, for growth. We thank you, God, for protection, God. And we thank you, God, for awareness, Lord. Lord, we thank you, God, for energy, motive, inspiration, modification. God, we thank you, God, for creativity. God, we thank you, God, for healing us and healing your people, all that in need of healing, God, from the top of their crown to the bottom of the sole of their feet, oh God. God, we thank you, Lord, because you are our loving Savior, God, and you are the light of this new day. May the sunshine of your presence shine on our souls, oh God. And Father God, we thank you, God, for the opportunity of this new day, oh God. And God, we thank you, God, for healing, God. And we thank you, God, for saving us and keeping us through the night into this glorious new day, God. God, we thank you, God, that may our tasks be done with diligence and all our duties and responsibilities be granted with you, God. God, we want to thank you, Lord, for traveling mercies, God. We want to thank you, God, for protecting us as we travel by air, land, or sea, God, and keeping us safe wherever we may be, God. And we thank you, God, for continuing to being with our leader, Master Prophet, and the leading lady, Prophetess Deborah Jordan, their children and family, God. We thank you, God, for even her daughter, Prophetess Bethany, God. Thank you, God, for how she's been just holding and keeping doing your will, God, as her father and mother is on the journey in Africa, God. God, we thank you, Lord, for protecting them from accidents and keeping them from harm and body and soul, God. And thank you, God, for supporting them with your grace, God, and keeping them mindful of your presence and love, God. And thank you, Lord, for bringing them back safe, oh God. Oh God, we want to thank you, Lord, for filling our hearts with your goodness, God. And we want to thank you, God, for giving us proper regard of each other, God. And God, we love you, Lord. Continue to, and thank you, God, for putting your hedge of protection over us, our children, and family, and loved ones, oh God. And we want to thank you, Lord, that whomever form against us shall not prosper. And every tongue that rise against us in judgment is already condemned. Because when you arise, the enemy scatters, oh God. And thank you, God, for putting the enemy under our feet. And thank you, God, for letting us live like a king in the presence of our enemies. In your precious, mighty, and masterful name we pray. Amen and amen.
Prophetess Bethany.
Amen, amen, amen. I will bless the Lord. Father, we thank you for this day. We thank you for your mercies, your grace, your peace, your joy and happiness you bestow upon us even now, Father God. We thank you for every life here on the line even now. We thank you for ordering our steps even now. We thank you for allowing us to move in you, Father God. Father God, thank you for allowing us to be able to see and hear your voice even now, Father God. Father God, touch our elders even now, Father God. Touch their minds, their spirits, and their hearts. Allow peace to reign, Father God, even now. Father God, bless both of my grandmothers even now, Father God. And all my spiritual grandmothers and mothers in the house, even on the line even now, Father God. Just bless them and touch them. Give them strength, Father God. Restore them and make them whole even now, Father God. Father God, I want to continue to uplift you and thank you, Father God, and honor you, Father. Father God, thank you for the children even now, Father God. Touch their minds, Father God. Father God, allow your protective angels to continue to guard us and shield us even now, Father God. Father God, thank you for allowing us to allowing us to go and come in peace even now, Father God. Father God, no weapon formed against us shall prosper. Thank you for there being power in the name of Jesus even now, Father God. Father God, thank you for giving us innovative ideas. Thank you for this season even now, this open window even now, the law of abundance even now, Father God. Allow the abundance to rain on the people that have been obedient even now, Father God. Father God, I want to continue to give you the praise, the glory, and the honor, Father God. Allow right relationships to be drawn our way, Father God. Father God, any contrary spirit, Father God, let it cease and desist even now, Father God. Allow it to just die and move away from your people even now, Father God. Any contrary spirit even now, toxic behavior even now. In your mighty name, we pray. I give you the praise, the glory, and the honor. And I want to lift up my sister and our newest family that will be joining us soon even now. Amen and amen.
Hallelujah, hallelujah. I will bless the Lord at all times, and his praises shall continually be in my mouth. Father God, I want to thank you for the peace that surpasses all our understanding, oh Father God. I want to thank you, Lord God, for allowing us to dwell in the secret place of the Most High that shall abide under the shadow of the Almighty. I will say of the Lord, he is my refuge and my fortress. My God, in him will I trust. Surely he shall deliver you from the snare of the fowler and from the perilous pestilence. He shall cover you with his feathers, and under his wings he shall take refuge. His truth shall be your shield and buckler. You shall not be afraid of the terror by night, nor of the Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord Jesus. I want to thank you, Lord God, for just blessing my family, oh dear God. I want to thank and praise your name for blessing right relationships, oh dear God. I want to thank and praise your name for all the prayers that have gone forth prior to myself, oh Father God. I want to thank you for the special anointing that you continue to put over us, oh Father God. I want to thank and praise your holy and righteous name for just giving us grace and mercy, oh dear God. Most of all, favor, Lord God, that we could continue to come before your throne of grace with our prayers and our petitions, oh dear God, that we shall meditate on your word day and night, oh dear God, that we shall continue to Shabbat you in this season, oh Father God. We thank you, Lord God. We thank you for being our omniscient one, oh Father God. We thank you for being our Abba Father, oh dear God. We thank and we praise your name, Lord God, for just blessing the sick and afflicted, oh dear God. For Lord God, you said by your stripes we are healed, Lord God, and we're claiming it right now in the name of Jesus. Lord God, we thank you for allowing us to walk circumstantially in your name, oh dear God. We thank you for just guiding our footsteps in this season, Father God. We thank you for just keeping us in peace, Lord God. We thank you for just putting a hedge of protection around our family members, our loved ones, even our spiritual family, oh dear God. We thank you for blessing the prophets on the line, oh Father God. We thank you for blessing the fivefold ministry, that they will continue to seek your word, continue to seek your face, to continue to spread your gospel, oh Father God. We praise the nation, oh dear God. We praise the leaders, oh Father God, that they will continue to do your will, Lord God, even though it may not seem that it is so, Lord God, but we know that you are in place. We know that you are in control, Lord God. We thank and we praise your name for just giving us the ability to have the utterance just to say thank you. Lord God, if I had 10,000 tongues, I couldn't thank you enough for all the blessings that you keep bestowing upon our family, Lord God. I thank you for continuously healing my body, oh Father God, my mind, my soul, and my spirit, Lord God. I thank you for allowing me to just praise you in the midst of the trials and the tribulations. I thank you for the abundance that continues to come our way, oh Father God. I thank you for the Master Prophet E. Bernard Jordan and Pastor Lady Deborah Jordan, oh dear God, for them globalizing the prophetic and giving us the ability to just spread the gospel, Father God, to come and help them spread the good news, oh Father God, as you have commissioned us to do, Lord God. We thank you and we honor you and we praise you in this season. In your Son Jesus' holy name, we pray and give you thanks. Amen and amen.
Prophetess Tiny.
Lord, thank you for gracing us to see a new day filled with a new expectation. The name of the Lord is our strong tower. We run into it and we are saved. I decree the word of the Lord as the lamp of our feet. No darkness shall come our way through this day in the name of Jesus. We have mountain moving faith in you, Lord. Mountains shall crumble before us in this day, and we shall rise victorious. Oh, Jesus, we declare by faith that Jesus will supply our needs spiritually, financially, physically, and emotionally. Every aspect of our life will yield abundant fruit in Jesus' name. I declare that we shall be a blessing to the people of God and the work of God. I bind all trapping snare and ambush that the enemy has set against us and receive the divine protection you have given us, Lord. Thank you for the angels you have assigned to our life, and you have given them charge over us to keep us. I release unto the atmosphere that a prophetic change and tend to occurring for us. Open doors for opportunities that influence divine connection to share the gospel of the kingdom. You have given us access to govern my share. Father, we thank you even for the Pastor Deborah Jordan and Bishop, and the company of prophets, my God. We thank you for your mighty protection upon their life, Lord. As we build the hedge of fire around them, Lord, we say no arms against them shall ever prosper. We thank you, my God, even for the word that went through, my God, in Jesus' mighty name. We bless you, Father, and amen and amen.
Prophet Michael.
The Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want. He maketh me to lie down in green pastures. He restoreth my soul. He lead me in the paths of righteousness for his name's sake. Yet I walk through the valley of shadow of death. I shall fear no evil. Thou with me, thy rod and thy staff shall comfort me. Thou preparest a table before me in the presence of my enemies. Thou anointest my head with oil. My cup runneth over. But surely goodness and mercy shall follow me all the days of my life. And I shall dwell in the house of the Lord forever and ever. Amen. Father, in the name of Jesus, we thank you, Lord God, for this time of gathering. We thank you, Lord God, for this time of prayer, Lord God. We thank you, Lord God, for what you're doing, even with this ministry, Lord God, in the name of Jesus. We thank you for the prophets, the prophetess, Lord God. We thank you for Pastor Deborah, Lord God. We thank you for Master Prophet Ibanel, Jordan, Lord God, the children, Lord God. We pray to stir each and every one of them up, stir them up in the things of God, keep them around the things of God. We thank you, Lord God, for touching, Lord God, in the air, the prophetic. And each and every one on the line, Lord God, we thank you for the fledglings. We thank you for the children, Lord God. Touch them, Lord God. We thank you, Lord God, even for the mothers of the house, Lord God. We thank you for touching them. Touch them in their mind, their spirit, and their soul. Heal them in the mind, the spirit, and the soul, Father. We thank you, Lord God. We thank you for what you're doing. We thank you for the working of miracles, not only in the ministry that's going for, but also in the people, Lord God, in the minds and the souls, Lord God. We thank you, Lord God. Heavenly Father, for what the great move that you're doing, Lord God, even the things we have not seen or understand, but we know, Lord God, they're coming. And we thank you, Lord God, for what you're doing in this time and in this season. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Hallelujah. And we thank you, Lord God, for every utterance. We thank you, Lord God, for everyone on the line. We speak blessings. And we cancel every assignment of the enemy, Lord God. And we break the power of darkness of every generational curse harassing the bloodline. Father God, we decree and declare victory and breakthrough. Father God, we lift up every pastor, every bishop, every prophet, the prophetic order. We bless our pastors in the prophetic order. We bless Pastor Mascarene. We bless Prophet Gregory Jackson and the Gosses, Father God, and all of our pastors, Bishop Barry, and all of our elders and mothers. Lord God, we pray healing for everyone that has lifted up a prayer request for healing. And Lord God, we ask that your angels be dispatched in the Caribbean and rescue and send your help for the people that are struggling and in the midst of devastation. We thank you and we bless you in Jesus' name. Amen and amen. Prophetess Bethany, the announcements, please.
Amen, amen, amen. God bless you one and all. Thank you all for being here on this powerful prayer call. Join us here, 9 a.m. Eastern Standard Time, 9 a.m. right here with our very own Master Prophet. He will be on the line to join us for our 9 a.m. conference call, and you are all invited. Listen, check your emails. We are in the season of the Law of Abundance, and you heard Prophetess Darlene giving her testimony, and, you know,
The law of abundance is happening now. Amen. So you want to be a part of it. Check your emails, 9 a.m. Eastern Standard. Happy Saturday to one and all. God bless you all. Love you to life. Prophetess Darlene.
Amen. And if you were blessed by this prayer, I would sow a seed as an offering unto the Lord, as a worship, act of worship. Amen. Archbishop has taught us about the altar and how you cannot have an altar without a sacrifice. And we've been not been asked to have you sow a seed. I'm just encouraging you to honor what God has set up for you to be blessed and to sow into that anointing to as an act of faith and thanking God for your breakthrough, thanking God for your healing, thanking God for your deliverance, thanking God for the answer to your prayer. Amen. And bless the prophetic house. Amen. And make Archbishop and Pastor's heart glad and show them that nothing is going to fall to the ground, that there should not be any lack in this house. And we bless each of you and we thank you, and we will meet again on the Midnight Cry. And once again, I'm challenging you, bring someone with you to this prayer call. I challenge you to advertise this prayer call on your Facebook page. Amen. I see Prophetess Regina Turner, amen, has joined the challenge, and she's advertising it. But, I mean, each of us have at least a few hundred, if not a few thousand, Facebook friends that you can share this prayer call with. Amen. Be a witness. Be a witness. God bless you and good night.
Good morning.
God bless you. Good morning. Have a prosperous day.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Good morning, everyone. Amen.